Imagine actually loving everything you have in your closet. I'm getting a little closer to that experience the more I get from Honeylove. I've learned I can really rely on the comfort, fit, quality, and look of Honeylove no matter what. And it seems like they think of everything we might want but didn't know existed. The Legging 2.0, for example, has it all. Comfort, function, and style. Smooth, soft fabric, hidden shaping panels that make me feel extra supported and confident, sheer-proof fabric so I have no worries, side pockets for the convenience I need, a super cute look, and more. And I love that I can wear them out and about, around the house, or to work out. And Honeylove addresses all of the typical complaints about bras and shapewear, too. All of Honeylove's products make everything I wear feel better. So yes, Honeylove has you covered for the everyday look, workouts, weddings, and more. Go check it out. Treat yourself to the best bras, shapewear, leggings, and more on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/newsworthy. After your purchase, they ask you where you heard about them, so please support our show and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
Today is Tuesday, February 25th. What to know today about the outcome of the Harvey Weinstein trial, why the Dow took a nosedive, and the first major step for a coronavirus vaccine. Plus, we're talking NASA, New Orleans, and Netflix. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. The verdict is in, and Harvey Weinstein is guilty. He's now a convicted rapist. CNN reports the trial lasted weeks and the jury deliberated for 5 days. Ultimately, they acquitted Weinstein on the most serious charges, 2 counts of predatory sexual assault, which could have meant life sentences, but still found him guilty of felony sex crime and rape. That means the former movie mogul now faces at least 5 years in prison and as much as 3 decades behind bars. Weinstein was handcuffed and taken into custody right after the verdict was read yesterday, though he was rerouted to a hospital last night to be monitored for heart palpitations. It's not clear yet how long he might stay there. Remember, Weinstein used to be considered one of the most influential movie producers in Hollywood. But when dozens of women accused him of assault and harassment, it not only brought him down, it also gave momentum to the Me Too movement. The first woman to go on the record about his misconduct for a New York Times investigation in 2017 was actress Ashley Judd. She and others took to social media yesterday to thank the women who testified at his criminal trial, and they celebrated that Weinstein will be held accountable. The Manhattan District Attorney also credited 8 women who spoke out against Weinstein during the trial and said rape is rape, even if it's committed by a powerful person. Weinstein's attorneys say they plan to appeal. They don't think he had a fair chance during the trial. He's set to be sentenced on March 11th. And by the way, that was his trial in New York. He's also facing 4 other felony charges in Los Angeles now. It was a bad day on Wall Street. The Dow dropped more than 1,000 points yesterday in what the AP calls the worst day for the stock market in 2 years. The reported reason? The ongoing spread of the coronavirus disease known as COVID-19 and worries about the economic impact around the world. Even though most of the cases are still in mainland China, the growing number of cases around the world is making investors nervous. Remember, just yesterday, we talked about a surge of cases reported in South Korea, Italy, and Iran. In fact, the CDC is now warning Americans against traveling to South Korea in addition to China. And it all has an impact on businesses. For example, tech companies like Apple have already warned about a slowdown since they rely on the factories in China that have been closed due to the outbreak. And it impacts American manufacturers who may not receive the parts they need from other countries, including Italy. Airlines, cruise lines, and other companies who depend on travelers are also having a tough time as people put off their plans. They all saw their stocks drop yesterday. That said, early this morning, stocks in Asia seemed to be stabilizing. And speaking of the coronavirus epidemic, the Wall Street Journal reports the U.S. government is about to launch the first human tests of a potential vaccine for this new virus. Drug maker Moderna shipped the first batch of the vaccine to the government. It quickly developed the experimental shot in what the journal calls a stunningly fast response to an emerging outbreak. Of course, there's still a lot of work left to do with this. The first clinical trials involving about 20 healthy volunteers are set to start by the end of April, and there's no guarantee it'll work. President Trump is still in India this morning, where he's pretty popular. ABC News reports he spoke to a crowd yesterday of more than 100,000 people at the world's largest cricket stadium in India. He said the country gives hope to all humanity and, quote, America loves India. He teased a potential trade deal between the two countries and highlighted his friendship with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi. But Trump and Modi have their critics, who say both leaders demonize immigrants. For example, Trump praised unity in India this week, yet Modi's government has rounded up thousands of Muslims and passed a new citizenship law that favors every faith but Islam. Yesterday's event kicked off Trump's two-day visit to India, where he's also visited sites like the historic Taj Mahal. Well, Kobe Bryant's wife remembered him as a devoted husband and father. She gave an emotional speech during the public memorial in Los Angeles yesterday, sharing memories of Kobe and their 13-year-old daughter, Gianna, who were killed in a helicopter crash last month, along with seven others. Another NBA legend, Michael Jordan, also gave a heart-wrenching speech, calling Bryant his little brother. There were also performances by Beyoncé, Alicia Keys, and Christina Aguilera during the ceremony, and it all ended with a screening of Dear Basketball, Bryant's Oscar-winning short film. 20,000 fans, athletes, celebrities, and friends filled the Staples Center wearing Bryant's jersey or team colors. Money from ticket sales will help support youth sports programs in underserved communities. Also, hours before that service, Vanessa Bryant filed a lawsuit against the owner of the helicopter that crashed. CBS News reports the lawsuit calls the pilot careless and negligent when flying in cloudy conditions. The pilot also died in that crash. The helicopter company has not responded yet, but the AP reports the company's website did post a statement last month saying the shock of this crash prompted it to suspend service. The exact cause of the crash is still under investigation. Well, the city of Chicago is bracing for what could be the city's biggest snowfall of the season and the travel issues that come along with it. AccuWeather reports multiple storm systems are headed toward the Midwest and portions of the Northeast. Winter storm watches are already in effect for about 17 million people. USA Today says 6 to 12 inches of snow are expected, with states like Iowa, Illinois, Wisconsin, and more likely impacted. The snow will linger a few days, but should clear out of the Midwest by Thursday. All right, we have much more news ahead, but first, a quick thanks to our sponsor this week, Native. Look, making the switch to aluminum-free deodorant does not mean you have to sacrifice on performance. Native will keep you smelling and feeling fresh all day. I personally have made the switch, and I've tried a bunch of natural deodorants. Well, Native is my favorite. I love that the ingredients are simple, and it's safe to use, and it actually works. I love the smell. The classic scent, coconut and vanilla, is what I've used for a while now, but I also like cucumber and mint and look forward to trying even more. They have rotating seasonal scents, so you never get bored, and there's something for everyone. Plus, the Newsworthy listeners get a special offer in addition to the free shipping that Native already offers. For 20% off your first purchase, just visit nativedeodorant.com and use the promo code Newsworthy during checkout. Again, go to nativedeodorant.com and use promo code Newsworthy at checkout to get 20% off your first purchase. Now, back to the news. Well, today is Fat Tuesday, aka Mardi Gras, and celebrations in New Orleans are in full swing. Mardi Gras is traditionally a day people spend indulging in foods and behaviors they plan to give up for Lent, which starts tomorrow and is the six-week period leading up to Easter. Of course, one of the biggest Mardi Gras celebrations is in New Orleans, with parades, crowds, costume, music, food, and more. But this year, there's a new rule for the parades: no tandem floats, which are two or more floats connected and pulled together by one trailer. Unfortunately, CNN reports the change comes after two people were killed earlier this week in separate accidents involving tandem floats. A history-making and barrier-breaking NASA mathematician, Katherine Johnson, has passed away. NBC News reports Johnson, who was depicted in the movie Hidden Figures, died yesterday in a retirement home in Virginia. She was 101 years old. The New York Times says Johnson calculated the exact trajectories that helped Apollo 11 land on the moon in 1969 and return to Earth. She worked at NASA for more than three decades, yet almost no one knew her name for so many years. Finally, in her old age, she was recognized and celebrated for her accomplishments. In 2015, President Obama awarded her the Presidential Medal of Freedom for refusing to be limited by society's expectations of her gender and race. Then there was the 2016 movie Hidden Figures, and the next year, NASA dedicated a building in her honor. Well, speaking of NASA, the first official results from NASA's InSight Mars lander were just published. The Verge says NASA confirmed the rover detected hundreds of so-called Mars quakes, with 20 being a bit more significant. Most of them are still much lighter than earthquakes we're used to, but it's still a big deal for scientists as they work to learn more about the interior of the red planet. Eventually, they hope to record a larger Mars quake, which could provide even more data about the core of Mars. The company behind TurboTax reached a deal to acquire its competition. Intuit, which owns TurboTax, QuickBooks, and Mint, will acquire Credit Karma for $7 billion. The Verge says Credit Karma is known for offering consumers free credit score checks. It then makes money by getting a cut from recommending other financial products like credit cards and loans based on users' data. The deal is expected to close later this year. So we talked about Lyft's plans for rooftop ads yesterday, but it seems Uber is also getting into the advertising business. Adweek reports Uber is partnering with an ad tech company to bring rooftop ads to its cars, sort of like what we're used to seeing on taxis. The displays on the cars will show an 8-second picture or video ad. Uber will apparently give drivers $300 to put these things on their cars and will pay them extra depending on how many hours they drive a week. The ad should start showing up this April in Atlanta, Dallas, and Phoenix. More cities will eventually be added. Netflix wants to make it easier for users to find something to watch. So the streaming service is rolling out a new top 10 feature. Variety says it'll show the top 10 titles in your particular country. And it'll be broken into three categories: Netflix overall, shows, and films. And it will show up as a row in your Netflix account. CNET says the list will update every day, and the position of the row will change depending on how relevant the shows and movies are to you. The feature is out now. Well, heads up, today's the day you can get a free short stack of buttermilk pancakes from IHOP. USA Today says the 15th annual free pancake giveaway is from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. local time at most locations nationwide. It's also meant to be a fundraiser where customers can donate to charities, including the Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. And that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. Please be sure to share the Newsworthy with your friends and family and let them know why they should be listening as well. And as always, you can find the links and sources for all of today's stories right in your podcast app or over at thenewsworthy.com/show notes. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 a.m. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.